Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Best Rape Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Time, where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And I'd like to think that every show is special, but we got a really special show tonight. Our second anniversary show, which when you have your second anniversary show, that also means that you start your third year, and couldn't do it without these outstanding coaches being a part of this show. And, of course, we started with five. Jeff Gabor was with us from day one and decided not to coach this year at Mount Hood. And we're always thinking about Jeff, but our four coaches that are with us are terrific. The NWAC South is a tremendous region for both men's and women's basketball, and the entire NWAC is just a fabulous conference. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show from the beginning, and you can follow me at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsport.wordpress.com, where I have the NWAC Basketball Digest every Sunday. But we start this program off now, each week, with Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And Trevor, happy anniversary. And in my infinite wisdom, I decided to start this show 1 month. I'm such a genius. 1 month before the end of basketball season 2 years ago, but it's worked out pretty well.
It's worked out great, and I remember when you asked if we wanted to be on it, and I was like, heck yeah. I thought it would be just a great thing for the NWAC South and to help talk about Southwestern Oregon Community College and be on with some other great coaches and just really enjoyed our time together, and I'm glad you keep letting me call in each week. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. It's pretty easy to deal with a person like yourself and the other three of you that are on the program as coaches. Okay, the love fest is over. Trevor, you you have a very good team. I watched you play three times in person now. It's maybe not equated in the wins, but I will tell you this. People might look at that and say, well, your team plays so hard. You got to be proud of that.
Yeah, I really appreciate how hard this team works, and you know, we did have a good week last week. We actually went 2-1, lost the last game Saturday at Portland, but in just a hard fought game too, and probably the most physical game of the year that we played in. Maybe some of the other Spokane games were that physical, but boy, it was just hard. You know, we shot about 25% in the first half and kind of dug ourselves a hole. You know, but I thought we did. We played really, really hard and ended up losing by, I think, 8 or 9 points there. So, you know, we're done with the first round because we have the bye tomorrow. So we're sitting there at 3-5 and, you know, looking at everybody saying, hey, we played everybody tough, you know, but, you know, we got to get over the hump on some of those games, which I think we can just because we just keep working so hard.
Yeah, what's going to turn that into an 8-0 record in the second half, in your expert opinion, where you're going to have eight more games and they're against tough competition, but this is a region that anything can happen.
Yeah, and the second round, you know, everybody, you know, you think, oh, well, we played them tough last time, you know, so we're going to do it again. But, you know, the second round's even harder than the first round because everybody really knows what's coming now. You know, we're just going to have to continue to battle, continue to really focus on rebounding. You know, we're going to have to shoot better, you know, 25% and a half. You know, we can't have any halves like that. We got to have some good shooting nights and just have everybody working together, which, you know, I know we'll have that. I think the guys like playing with each other. We're sharing the ball. You know, we just got to continue to focus on playing good defense because that really helps your offense when you're able to do that.
Trevor, you mentioned you have the bye and then you start the second half of the season. Do you talk much as a coach that, you know, here we've gone through the first half, it's kind of a new beginning, or does that second half mean that much to you as a coach and your players?
No, they're real excited. You know, we talked a little bit about it today. It, kind of what I told you, it's like, hey, we played everybody now. The second round, realistically, it is. It's harder. And, you know, we're going to have to go out and compete. We're going to have to go out and make plays, too. In the second round, sometimes it just comes down to plain and simple, can you get a stop on defense? And, hey, maybe the offense broke down or something. Do you got somebody who can just go out and get a basket, can go make a play? That's going to come up in the second half, probably more so than in the first half. So, you know, we had a lot of bounce today. We took Sunday and Monday off. So that's the first time we've had 2 days off, since before Christmas. We've only been able to take 1 day off here and there. So, we had a little bounce today in practice. Guys were happy to be back in the gym, and we were running around. And so that was fun. And, you know, we're going to try to get ready the rest of the week before we take on Clackamas at home.
Trevor, besides your team playing hard, what's maybe one thing that you learned about your team in the first half? It could be positive. It could be not so positive. It's something that you got to get better at. What's one thing that you really feel like you got to focus on in the second half of this season to get into those coveted playoff spots?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just playing in the moment, or playing present, or whatever term we want to use, just staying focused on the next play, at what's going on right in front of us. You know, at times we're able to do that, and sometimes we our minds wander a little bit, or frustration can set in, and this is all part about growing and competition, and then when you throw competition and good teams on top of it, that makes it even harder. So just being in the moment and enjoying it and enjoying our time together and just competing like crazy, I think we're real close to there, and we're working really hard at that, and you know, I just appreciate that the guys do. They come ready to play, and they're still coachable and still want to learn and still want to work hard. So that's pretty cool.
Trevor, best to you as you start the second half of the NWAC South season. It's a great region, great basketball, as I said at the beginning, great league. And thanks for being a big part of this program as we go into our third year from day one.
Well, thanks a lot. And once again, appreciate everything you do, and love being on with you, and appreciate our friendship also. So thanks again.
My pleasure. Trevor Hoff, the head men's coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's go to Bruce Chopka at Eugene, where he is the head men's coach at Lake Community College. And Bruce, we're starting our third year. I knew it would work. And it's worked successfully. We have huge listenership, but really it's not because of you.
Yeah, yeah, you're a real bullshitter. You thought this was going to work. I listen to you. That's good stuff. And I do remember, I forgot all about it, that you had said that, hey, you want to be on this show? We're going to start it halfway through conference or something like that. And I was like, are you serious? Why are we starting at that time? I totally forgot about that. My memory is one thing that I definitely need a lot of work on. But, yeah, it's great to be a part of this. I can't believe this is starting our third year, and it's fun. It's good to be talking to you and listening to all the other coaches talk about their season and their players and their experiences and that kind of stuff. So glad to be here.
Now let's go to the good part. Your team's won 5 in a row. You're rolling. Tell us why. It certainly isn't because of good coaching. We all know that.
Yeah.
So what are the reasons your team's won 5 in a row?
Yeah, well, you know, they're definitely overcoming my coaching, that's for sure, and my hot temper and all that good stuff. But, you know, we got some good players. We have some good people. I'm glad they're with us, and they're doing a heck of a job. And they're just sort of still eating what we're feeding them, which is a good thing to have at this time of year. And they were able to you know, first go around, we got one more tomorrow with Atlin Benton on the road. And I always tell our guys, you got to be really special on the road in conference. And so that'll finish out our first go around. But, you know, the 5-in-a-row deal is, I'm proud of our guys. It's all them. They've really done a good job. We started 0-2 in league, and they really focused up, and they overcame a little bit of my poor scheduling and you know, sort of righted the ship and bought into what we're doing. And, you know, it's been a fun deal. We have a deal we talked about quite a bit about pressing the reset button. You know, it's just as far as it's, you know, going to class or pressing the reset button if you flunked a quiz or you didn't do so well in the first test. And, you know, if you had a bad practice, time to press the reset button, had a bad game, let's press the reset button as a family and try to right the ship. And our guys have, you know, bought into that and done a good job of executing down the stretch and competing and all that stuff. So hopefully, knock on wood, we can continue what we're doing here and go from there.
Hey, Bruce, you mentioned about playing Lynn Benton on the road, a very good team. You know, in your expert opinion, you're a successful coach. I've not asked you this question. I ask a lot of coaches, why is it so tough for teams to win on the road in basketball?
You know, just being a basketball junkie like probably you are and I am and everybody on this show and people are that they love the game of basketball, and you just watch and you observe and you look and listen and throughout different conferences. And it could be the Mid-Continent Conference. It could be the NWAC Southern Region. It could be the ACC, the Pac-12. And it's just a crazy thing. There, everybody is pretty darn good coach. Everybody has good players. It depends, too, you know, who's shooting the ball well, who's getting stops. And there's just something about being on the road that, you know, maybe if a team is maybe mentally fatigued and their mental toughness isn't where it's supposed to be, an upset happens, a domination happens, a last second shot happens, you know. So there's a lot of variables in this beautiful game that we love. And, you know, and you're dealing with 12 human beings, including 2 to 3 coaches probably. And so trying to get everybody on the same page, it's, you know, you're definitely that puppet master, you know, zoo leader, as I like to tease coaches, you know, and you're trying to push the right buttons and all that fun stuff. So, you know, and I always use the term with our guys, you know, you're playing a wounded animal, and the wounded animals are the scariest people to play because they're hurting, they're hungry, they need a win. And being on the road sometimes messes with guys' heads. You know, some teams, they play so well at home and play so hard. You know, Trevor's right. I watched his game against Portland Community College on crossover, and both those teams just battled each other. I mean, they were very physical. So there's a lot at stake, you know, and I think guys start feeling the urgency of now. And I think, you know, teams prepare really well in conference. I think coaches spend extra time watching film, breaking down stuff individually with guys and with their teams. So it's good stuff. See, at any level, you know, at any conference level, D1, JUCO, D3, D2, it's a fun time of year, but it's sometimes a little stressful and makes you tense about trying to prepare and get everybody situated.
Bruce, I've got about a minute and a half left, but let me ask you, to keep this streak rolling, besides some of the things you talked about, what is one key thing that your team needs to accomplish as you play your final game of the first half and then head into the second half?
You know, there's no secret with our group. We got a squirrely group. You know, we've talked about this, preach and teach to them. I think keeping our focus, I like Coach Hop's term about being in the present, you know, or being present kind of thing. You know, we talk about it being a business trip if it's an away game or having a good practice, you know, trying to stay focused, being present in practice, trying to constantly improve kind of thing individually and as a team. And it's not, you know, always the case. You know, we didn't have a very good practice tonight, and, you know, let our guys know about it. And the expectation is that we stay focused and engaged and that kind of thing. So I think that's our biggest thing right now. You know, I think guys, you know, start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, maybe get a little unfocused or, you know, we're in the fourth week academically, so they got concerns and worries about that. So I think the biggest thing is keeping, you know, not only the junior college guys focused during this time, but, you know, I'm sure you know, across the street at Oregon there, trying to keep their guys focused. It's a long season. It's definitely a marathon kind of thing. And with us, we're just trying to stay focused and constantly improving every day. So we'll see what happens.
Bruce, have a great week. Thanks for being a big part of this program from day one.
I appreciate the friendship, and keep up the good work. Take care of yourself.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chopka, the head men's basketball coach at Lane Community College. Now let's go up to Portland, Oregon, and talk to Tony Broaddus, who runs the men's basketball program at Portland Community College. And, Tony, happy second anniversary, starting our third year of this program. Thanks for being on from day one. And a lot of people thought I was crazy for doing this. They're the ones that are crazy for thinking of that.
Yeah, you got that right. Thanks for having me, Greg. Good to be here.
You betcha. And, you know, I went left after the game at Portland Community College on Saturday. My thought as I sat down and turned the key on in the car was that when you go to play against Portland Community College, you know you've been in a basketball contest. Your team, like all the rest of the guys on this program's teams and the whole NWAC South, they play so hard, and that was such a battle against SWAC on Saturday.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, we're going to play hard. Our guys are going to work and get after it. It doesn't always mean they're going to play great or good enough to always get the win, but you can best believe they're going to play with everything they have. And on Saturday was no different. I mean, SWAC came in there. They were well coached. It was a good game back and forth. We were able to get out there and get a pretty good lead for a while, but made a run at the end and got it kind of close. So, we were just fortunate to get a win, and we needed one badly. Whew.
Yeah, and tomorrow you're closing the first half of the NWAC South region. Do you kind of talk about halves in this? Tony, you've got a game to go, and it's like a new beginning, or is that not important in your process with your team?
Well, you know, it always, to me, depends on where you are in the season. And with the way the first half has gone for us, we really are just focusing on one game at a time, one day at a time. You know, so we're looking at Mount Hood. We've got to go there. It's a good challenge to go and play in their dome. And that's all we're really thinking about. You know, we finally got our guys healthy. We've got Darrell Nelson back. He had a real good game against SWAC. Andre McCowan's back in his second game after being out for a couple games with an ankle problem. You know, it's frustrating when you have to deal with those things, but that's how it is, and everyone deals with it from time to time. We thought our guys would, some of our bench guys would step up and play better while those guys were out. They didn't do it as well as we would have liked, and we've kind of dug ourselves a hole. But, you know, we're just going to compete every night and let the chips fall where they may.
And I would think you said a much-needed win on Saturday, but it's also, I think any time a team wins a game, and that was a very hard-fought game, those are got to be confidence builders.
Yeah, and that's what's so funny about the game of basketball, and any sports, team sport, you get one win, and all of a sudden you've got momentum. All it takes is one win to believe, hey, here we go. And that's exactly where we are. We know we're a good team. Our foundation is strong. It's built on hard work and commitment. And just because you go through a tough spell doesn't mean that all that has gone to waste. So we got a win under our belt, and everyone's back to feeling good and ready to practice and wanting to stay after for extra shooting and all of those things that happen when guys are feeling good. And, shoot, coaching staff are back feeling great. So we feel good. We're going to go into Mount Hood full of confidence.
Tony, you won a championship in the NWAC. You won a championship in Oregon State High School basketball, a great daily double there. You're talking about people staying and working hard. What does that mean to you, and how important is that to make someone a better basketball player, staying extra, doing the extra things?
Well, it means a lot. You know, it's always fun or interesting, I should say, to watch guys. And when practice is over, you watch the guys that head straight to the locker room and then the guys that stay after and want to get shots. I kind of let them do it on their own to kind of get a feel for who really loves it and who's just kind of playing. And then sometimes you'll make a guy stay after a little bit, but it's always good to see. And I've seen a guy, and a perfect example is a kid, Mike James, that played for me at Grant. He was a gym rat. He'd always be there shooting after practice. We'd have to say, okay, Mike, we got to go. He'd still want to shoot. He'd be there the first person at practice. And his game blossomed so much from that attitude and that extra work that, you know, in high school when we won the 6A championship, he was the third best player on our team behind McCoy and Moser. But now when you look at it, his career has blossomed further. He's overseas making six figures and a good chance in the NBA this year. And a lot of it is because of that extra effort.
Tony, you, in conclusion, you mentioned you're going to Mount Hood tomorrow. They are a dangerous team. They're in need of wins. And that's what's great about the NWAC South, because every game is like you're playing for the final spot for the Super Bowl championship, in my opinion, because I watch so many games in the NWAC South, and the games are so hardly fought and contested. It's amazing.
You got that right. And then, so it'll be a tough game. They're starving for a win. They've got pieces. And, you know, and that three-point line is the great equalizer. You know, if the team gets hot behind that line, it doesn't matter, you know, what their record is. They could beat anybody. So you've got to always be prepared for that. And, but, yeah, we feel good. We're still ready. And I'm sure they do, too. So it should be a fun game.
Very good, Tony. Thanks for being a big part of this program from day one. And we'll keep it going and complete another year here. And best of you tomorrow night against Mount Hood.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, head men's coach of Portland Community College. Now, as we close out the program each week, Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, Oregon City, Oregon. 400 college wins just completed. And also, I might add, into his 40th year of coaching basketball. Phenomenal. And happy anniversary on this program, Cliff. And I got to admit, I wouldn't be doing this program if it were not for you, because I talked to you about it. You didn't pick the coaches. I picked them who would come on, but you said, let's go for it. And I think it'll work, and it has.
Yeah, if I'd have picked them, I'd have picked a whole bunch of different coaches. No, I was just kidding. No, the coaches on this show do a great job, and I knew what the quality of coaching is in the NWAC when you approached me, and I didn't know how marketable the show would be, but I knew the coaches would do a good job, but I knew they'd have interesting things to say. So thanks to you for doing the show and the coaches for sticking with it as well. It's been fun.
Yeah, very good. You know, it's interesting, Cliff. All your years in basketball and everything, I commend you. You have great enthusiasm, but you also, you know, no matter whether I'm talking to you privately or publicly on this show, you want the NWAC to succeed. You want the game of college basketball and basketball to succeed. That's a real credit to you, and I commend you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, all I can say is basketball's been a lot better to me than I could ever be to basketball. So I do think it's all of our responsibilities as college coaches to try and be custodians of the game and try and make the game better and work with officials and work with rules and work with however the game evolves down the road and make it better for the game and better for kids, of course.
Now, of course, Cliff, we know that I mentioned that Lane has won 5 in a row. And, of course, that's not due to the coaching down there. It has nothing to do with Shabka's work. But Alex Kirk is doing a great job at Clark, and you have a huge game against them tomorrow night at Randall Hall. It's going to be a packed house. People are already talking to me about the game, and it's going to be a challenge for your team.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the bigger games in the NWAC. They're sitting on top of the region at 7-0, and we're back tied with Lane at 5-2, two games back. So if we're to entertain hopes of trying to defend our league championship, then we pretty much need to win tomorrow. It's that kind of magnitude. But we want to play a good game and see what happens. Clark is very, very good. I look at him on film, and they do things really well. They have really good athletes. They're playing very well together, and they're a very good basketball team. But when we play, I feel like we can beat anybody if we do it right. So we're looking forward to a good challenge and hopefully a big home crowd. And somebody's got to beat Clark, so might as well start tomorrow.
Yeah, and Cliff, let me ask you, as an expert coach, a successful coach, a championship coach, do you ever talk to your team about must wins? And it's not like you're having an awful season. You're having a very good season. But as you said, if somebody, if they're going to stop Clark, it's got to beat them and contend for the title.
Well, our kids, you know, may not be great math students, but they can do the mathematics between 7 and 0 and 5 and 2. So you really don't need to talk about the essential nature of that. So you focus on trying to do the controllables, you know, try to play better defense together, try and, you know, tighten up some things, try and correct some mistakes, put together a game plan of how you can maybe exploit some of the things that might be Clark's weaknesses, or maybe in this case, non-strengths, because they're pretty solid all around. But we have some things that are really hard to defend too. And so if we can get our way inside a little bit, I think we could maybe play and stay in the ball game. I watched Tony play them at Clark a couple weeks ago, and Portland didn't have a great shooting night, but they stayed with Clark the entire night, and you know, they played them basket for basket, and it was a three-point game with a couple minutes to go. So I feel like Clark can be beaten, and hopefully we're the team to do it tomorrow.
And Cliff, I know you've been concerned about turnovers and free throw shooting with your team this year, and that's got to be a key tomorrow night as well, obviously.
I feel like we've been doing a better job shooting free throws once the league started. Our league free throw shooting percentage is actually 72% after being 65% in the preseason. So we've definitely been better there. We haven't had good shooting nights, shooting the three or just shooting the ball in general in league for whatever reason. So we need to step that up and make shots. You know, we've had some flu bug. We've had some banged up bodies, and we've lacked some depth at certain times, but we just need to step up and make shots like we can. If we have a good shooting night, we can beat anybody. If we got outside shooters that are on, and Vince is getting one-on-one coverage inside, we're a really tough team to guard. So those are the kind of nights we need more and more of in these last eight games of the league season.
And I might add, tomorrow night, 5:30, what will be a great women's game, Clark and Clackamas, two outstanding programs on the women's side. Men's side, a great game, 7:30 tip. It will be a packed house. There's always room for more, but trust me, it's free park and everything. And in about a minute's time, Cliff, as we have, take us out and just your thoughts as we start our third year, not about this program, but about NWAC basketball.
Well, I think some good things are happening. I think that this radio show has brought more attention to NWAC basketball. They are doing a televised game of the week, and we had one of those earlier with Umpqua, and I thought the company really did a nice job. And we've got another one coming up when Lane comes up to our place. And I like that. I like that direction for NWAC. I like us to be more internet, cyberspace savvy, because we've never really gotten television. We've never really gotten newspaper coverage, at least in the Portland metro area. And so I think the NWAC is doing some good things that way, promotion-wise. And it is a great product. The athletes are really good. The coaches are really good. The teams are very good. It's very high basketball entertainment. And getting the word out to people and getting them in the gym is usually all it takes to get people hooked.
See you tomorrow night, Cliff. Thanks for being a big part of this program and helping me create the idea a long time ago, it seems like, but short time, and we'll keep it going. Good night, Cliff, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, listeners. Don't forget to make all your free throws and go and attend an NWAC basketball game, because I'll guarantee you'll go back.